So on the bottom of this second trimester page here, I've given you some examples, some still frames from the actual ultrasound, and I'll load up a bit later on the actual ultrasounds for you to look at as well. But these are examples of detection with the ultrasound in the second trimester when it comes up. Because everyone's trying to load it at once, right? So this is a scan with the ultrasound. In this case, the body wall can be seen here. This is the upper limb with the hand. You see the bones or the cartilage and bones in the upper limb. The fetus is facing towards you and the tip of its nose is seen in this region just here. This is the filtrum directly underneath the nose. This is the upper lip, and with the ultrasound you're able to detect a clefting of the upper lip present in the fetus at this stage. So the ultrasound is capable of scanning in the head region and detecting cleft lip and palate. So here's one example of it, and a second example over here of another fetus. Once again, here's the chin in this region, the nose, this is the upper lip, the maxillary portion, and you can see the cleft region here lying in the upper lip, away from the midline. There's the midline, so this is a unilateral clefting of the upper lip, detected by ultrasound. And one more abnormality which I've listed here, also detected by ultrasound, gastritis. In this case, here's the head region of the fetus lying on its back with the body down here. This is the ventral body wall. And I want you to notice this abnormality in ventral body wall formation leads to this large region lying ventrally outside of the ventral body wall, within which would be various components of the GIT. So once again, a major abdominal abnormality detected by ultrasound.